Flahavens is a seventh-generation company that's been situated by the River Mahon in Kilmacthomas for the last 235 years. Flahavens is synonymous with porridge, with 3 million servings consumed every week. However, operations manager Johnny Flahaven says the company has really moved with the times too.
We've got, I think, 50 products that we sell in Ireland at the moment, all oat-based, between our Progress Oats, Organic Oats, Quick Oats. And as you mentioned, we've got granolas and flapjacks and all of the no-added sugar mueslis. And of course, the oat drink is one of the recent additions to the range, which we're really proud of. I guess another thing just to add, I mean, we're a great exporter. Exports, I think, 20 countries at this stage, the US, South Korea and the UK, you know, among our top three export destinations. So really, really exciting stuff.
With all that, you need a big staff. So you are a big operation in the heart of Kilmacthomas as well. So a great local employer in Waterford.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got close to 100 employees here on site, taken from the local community. Great employer for the area and something really proud of. I mean, we're able to cater for lots of different people. And to be honest, we've got a brilliant team here. Really, really proud of all the people that work here. It really does work really well together.
The Haven Hotel in Dunmore East took advantage of its scenic outdoor spaces in 2021. They built pagodas, created seating areas in the gardens, and increased the number of socially distanced tables on their patio. With live music and family events restricted due to COVID, The Haven launched a craft market on the lawns last summer, with plans for a bigger Sunday market in 2022. I spoke to Karen and Paul Kelly. Karen says the setting sells itself, particularly for weddings.
That's what sells the weddings for us, and people from as far away as Australia, Canada, New Zealand, they see the picture and the picture tells a thousand words. So that's what they're looking for. And once they can have their guests out there looking out over the sea, that sells the weddings for us.
Now, it's obviously been a desperately difficult time, Karen, for the hospitality industry. You know, I mean, it's probably among the top five industries in terms of how hard it's been hit. And most people really did have to, you know, change their models, which you guys have outlined. But social media and being online plays a big part in that as well, doesn't it?
Huge, Mary. The days of just paper advertising are gone. It's all social media. That's how people are hearing about us. So now we're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and that's how the message is getting out further afield, and we're getting from all over Ireland and indeed all over the world people looking at our destination.
And Paul, was that something that you guys had to learn, or did you have to hire somebody externally to help you with all that? Because it's a whole other venture, isn't it, digital marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of learning, Mary, all the time as we go along. We do various courses and stuff, and again, all the staff and stuff, they all have input into what we do. Now, we're lucky that our staff have been here a long, long time.
Marie Quinn owns the Moorings Bar and Restaurant in Dungarvan. She tells me they've expanded the premises following a demand for tables for individuals and smaller groups.
We rejigged our gazebo area out the back. It was a sort of party room where we held large groups, but we actually turned it into another restaurant. So we've an extra restaurant out the back now, which is being used all year round, which is amazing. And I suppose we're thinking of the parties. And I think our next step is here, we're going to try and redevelop another area to be able to host some of those parties that we used to hold before.
I'd imagine in your line of work, consistency and, you know, keeping your food menu as top quality as possible is so important, especially in a town like Dungarvan where people expect top quality food.
Absolutely. Well, we're blessed around here as well with ingredients and all the different suppliers, local suppliers we have. We have the best of quality, everything basically from around here. The chefs, the team we have here have been with us a very long time, as have most of the team front of house. So we've built up something, I suppose, that we can now feel strongly about, being consistent about what we're trying to do, and we feel that's exactly what people are looking for.
Do you get a mostly local or a mostly tourist clientele, or is it a mix of both?
I suppose it's a mix of both. I suppose in the summer we get a huge amount of tourists, visitors to the area. Local, we have a huge local business all year round, which is fantastic. Our locals are everything basically. But I suppose it's those locals then that recommend us to others who are visiting the town. So it goes full circle really, and we're just so lucky to have brilliant people around here.
Best best of luck to Flahavens, the Haven Hotel and the Moorings, nominated in Business of the Year 20 to 150 people. On Monday, we turn our attention to marketing excellence.